Hello.
Hello.
You were talking about personal responsibility as we step up with the things that we've learned. And I was pretty much told that I really had to step into my power now and to go forward and not be such a quiet person and try to find a way to share a lot of what I have learned over my very long lifetime. So I've taken a few steps to do that. And even though it's not been totally released, but on a WordPress and this and that. But I'd just like to have any comments about that. We all have to step up to our power at a certain point. And I was just counseled that it was now my time.
Well, it is. It is every one of every member of this collective consciousness. Now is the time. So when it is appropriate, now here is something that you have to consider. If the individual is in great fear, or the group of people that you may be socializing with, when certain comments are made, be discerning about the appropriateness of how you respond and what you say so that it can be received in the same vein that you offer it in. And that vein is love, helping them to move forward just as you have had a helping hand along the way to uplift your consciousness. So to determine, and this is quite difficult, where their state of consciousness is, and gear your languaging to in ways that they can better understand or have reference points to. I think this is very important for you to realize. Yes, it is your time to share what you know, but to share it in ways that it can be received and utilized. Just as I had to step down my teaching in many different ways, according to the beings that I was associated with. Not all are equal, as you know. So I would encourage you to, yes, open up, voice your opinion, but do so in a way that is most beneficial.
Thank you.
Always
That
coming
resonates.
from your heart. Yes, always coming. And you can't go wrong when you come from that sacred heart space. You really can't, because that sacred heart consciousness will, you'll be surprised when you connect there how the words just come out of your mouth in the most unexpected ways and in the most appropriate ways.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Hey, family. This is Jody.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. I just wanted to share some of what you were saying just now. It's been, you know, I've always looked at the teachings and tried to figure, or not even figure, but utilize it. You know, what does it mean in my walking around space? And this last couple of weeks has been really profound. And I've noticed that speaking my truth has been standing up for myself, you know, since Easter. And it's not just me. You know, Cliff and I talk every day. And so the two of us are finding it's the same energy coming out, where if there's been an injustice or something that is not aligned for our highest good, along with others, obviously. We're not selfish by any means. But the ability to be able to step up and stand up and speak our truth has been a really big supporting ourselves, you know, not just teaching it to others, but teaching it, utilizing it, supporting ourselves. And, you know, that fear, when I look back at being in the esteemed community and not being able to stand up for what I believe is true or what I believe is right because of the fears that came in, it was very, very profound that I don't do that. I mean, most people think, oh, yeah, sure, you're shy. I'm not shy. But when it comes to speaking my truth from my heart, that somebody has done an injustice and it hurt me, that had been the hardest thing for me to express. And I found myself over this last week or two doing that openly, being able to stand up and speak my truth. So it's like the third chakra running through the heart center and then, you know, aligning it with my highest good and then speaking it. It was really profound. So I just wanted to share
wonderful.
That.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So,
that is what
you.
Is needed. This is what El Moria spoke about. So
yes.
That you aren't a victim, that you voice, this is not all right. But yet you do it in a way that is not blaming.
Right, in a loving way. And
in
not
a
even loving
way.
Sometimes. And not even, not, it doesn't have to be completely in a loving way because it's in business. Yeah. But it's not aggressive, and it does come from the heart. And without that blame, without blame, without victim, without persecuting, without any of that, it just becomes it's clean. And you could see it. You could see real issues. It's like a whole different way. And I kept asking, you know, how do I bring my life into a fifth-dimensional space and do business and make money and, you know, function? And these were answers. And the manifesting is just amazing in keeping from that heart center. And this last couple of weeks has been challenging for me, but wonderful.
Yeah.
But,
yes,
so thank
and you will
you.
Find, yes, you will find that in the presence of those light packets, you have an opportunity here. You have the opportunity to see anything that is misaligned in your energy field and make a correction instantly because those light packets are shining the way to do that without blame, without condemnation, without being aggressive, but just reorienting your focus.
Yes.
So thank you for sharing. Thank you.
Thank you. It feels really, really good.
Hi, Yeshua. This is Sharka.
Hello, Sharka.
Hey, I thought a lot about my individuality, what I have to contribute. And what came to my mind was that my mind is different, the way that I'm an artist, but I also feel like I am a scientist, and I always seek function in my art and in the way I express myself. However, and also this week I have discovered a huge anomaly where I released, and it helped me a lot too. It was about my being offensive. And when I felt that I would be misunderstood, so I became offensive. So I stopped doing that. My question is about that individuality. I believe that's where I am unique. However, I know that there are other people also who have the same quality. Can you help me to understand how I can use it where my individuality is or if it is the way you want us to think?
Well, I just want you to consider and pay attention to how you function in the world, how you use that individuality through the heart, through the element of love, and through appropriateness and yet consideration. But yet stand up for yourself. Don't compromise your uniqueness. So as an artist, certain ways of creating are different within each individual. So just because someone famous did it one way does not mean that you have to do it that way. You can create from that unique expression of yourself, getting into the flow of the energies of what you are creating, into the colors, into the way in which you express yourself in your art, not needing anyone's acceptance or to replicate someone's uniqueness. So it takes a while, and that's why we keep asking you to look at this, at the individual that you are, that divine individual has so many attributes, so many qualities that you aren't even aware of. And so just to stay conscious of you and how you operate on a day-to-day basis, how you use whatever skills it is that you have, and be okay with that, not trying to compare what you do with anyone else's work in that same vein. So go ahead.
Is there discovery about being functional, looking for functionality in beauty? Is it part of my individuality, or is it what you are talking about?
Well, both things are important. You know, the functionality of it and your intention behind your creation, but yet allowing yourself to open to a much bigger expression of yourself as you become more and more aware. And this just takes being aware. And it takes a little time to develop that awareness of yourself, because you are a very huge being of light with lots of not just complexities, but values, shades, lights, colors. So you haven't even scratched the surface. And just be patient and allow it to unfold before your eyes.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Greetings, Yeshua. This is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
I'd like to talk about body consciousness as we're beginning to raise the body into fifth dimensional consciousness. I've become aware of this voice inside that I'm pretty sure is like the consciousness of the body, and it's for a long time I've been hearing it. It's like it'll ask me in the morning, or I hear the voice saying, "Why am I here? Why do I exist?" And I tell it, you know, from this consciousness, well, you're a temple for the Holy Spirit. You're here to anchor light and hold the Oversoul and the Christed Oversoul. But the other day it got really, really loud, and as I gave it the answer, I could feel it. I mean, it was asking, but it was still in denial. It didn't want to know. It was kind of funny. But I guess my question is, I want to introduce the body consciousness or merge it with the Oversoul consciousness. Is that the right way to go about that? And also I'm thinking, when I say body consciousness, is that the same thing as the innate that Kryon talks about? Is it the same thing as the subconscious? And is it the same thing as the ego? So if you could comment on that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, well, all of those things are involved. And as your Oversoul begins to direct your creations, it also begins to help the body consciousness. The innate, that Kryon talks about is part of your soul consciousness. Not so much the body, but the soul consciousness. The innate parts of that soul that have had many, many experiences. The body consciousness is very much tied to the ego. And the ego is a necessity as you navigate life in a body. So rather than, there's a lot going on in the body. Not just the energetics amping up, more light pouring in. The body is becoming light, a light vehicle. But yet the consciousness sometimes is slow to respond. Thus, you get a little frustrated because you hear that small voice saying continually, why am I here? You're here as a vehicle for me to navigate the earth, and I so appreciate you. The functioning that you provide in health and well-being, all of my physical senses that add to my ability to create and to also navigate the earth, the sense of seeing, feeling, touching, smelling, tasting, are very important parts of why I come to earth in possession of a body. And this is one of your primary purposes, is to allow me as spirit to function in a body and enjoy all of the earthly beauty. So this is your primary, the body's primary function. However, the primary function of the consciousness is to have an ego that can sustain life and alert you to any danger to that, but also be under the direction of your oversoul. In that, a consciousness, it begins to transform that denser consciousness. It doesn't transform so much its purpose, because the purpose remains the same, to help you navigate the earthly realms, exist, enjoy the life with all the physical senses, but yet be totally conscious and aware of the presence of the soul and the spirit, that it is a vessel that carries this for you. So you have to, as these questions are asked, you have to take into consideration why they are being asked. And it's like speaking to a child, if you can equate it with that, because the body is a very dense vehicle, and it's very childlike in a lot of ways. So give it the answer it's looking for, because if it keeps asking you the same question every single day, it can't receive that mode of communication from your consciousness as a soul spirit, because there's too much of a gap in the dimensional sequence. Can you see that?
I can see that. That helps a lot. Thank you.
So speak to it as a child and tell it how grateful you are and what it is that you love about being in a body. Not that the body is providing a challenge to growing your light.
Okay. And so is it appropriate to continue to try somehow to merge the consciousness or the body consciousness with the oversoul, or just continue using?
No, just invite the body to hear the oversoul, to be aware of the oversoul.
Okay.
And that will happen.
Yeah.
There's nothing you need to do because your that oversoul is part of you, your consciousness. So as it works with the consciousness of the body, with the body itself, it just works to help the body navigate in a more fifth-dimensional way. So there's not anything much that you have to do then, just be aware that you are that oversoul consciousness. That's part of your makeup at a soul spirit level, that you are actually doing the directing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. That's very helpful. I appreciate that.
You are very welcome. We'll take one more comment or question, and then we'll move on.
Hello, Yeshua.
Hello.
I have a question to ask. I love working outside and keeping busy, especially in spring, but I find that my energy level has dropped considerably, so I attempt to do work gradually, but I seem to tire easily. I
yeah.
wonder if there's any additional explanation I could get to understand all of that.
Well, with the amount of light and energy coming into the body to alter the body at a cellular level, it just requires more rest as it takes in that light that you are bringing in from your consciousness, from your oversoul, from your higher self. It's very good to be out in nature and ground into Mother Earth and to appreciate her beauty. But allow yourself periods of rest. Work for a little bit in your garden or whatever you happen to be doing outdoors, and then just sit and relax with a cup of tea or a glass of water, and just do it in short increments so you don't tire the body, because it definitely is going through a lot of change and alteration, and you want to assist the body to come into that higher alignment with as much ease as you possibly can. So if you would normally work for 2 or 3 hours nonstop, don't do that. Allow yourself a certain increment of time and then stop and rest a little.
Will the energy come back eventually, or?
Yes, eventually. Yes, when everything gets balanced out. You know, a lot of this that we talk about, the equilibrium, it's about the energetic equilibrium. So it equalizes with the energetic of the physical body. And that takes time. You're in a massive change, have been for the last 5 years.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Good question. Well, beloveds, I know it wasn't long enough because many of you would like to make more comments, but we do, because of our time sequence, we must move on.